It's a Tuesday edition of the Maya Ag Life Daily News Report. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. Taylor Charleston will be in with a feature report, and I'll have a look at regional and national agricultural news, beginning with regional ag news, right after this word from our sponsor.
AgroPlante is the leading manufacturer in specialty products. AgroPlante formulates products that rise to the challenge of today's growing conditions. Saline and sodic soils reduce crop yield and cause significant crop losses. AgroPlante developed Cation EX5 Plus with growers in mind to manage soil salinity. With multiple years of research, Cation EX5 Plus has proven to be an excellent source of calcium and an effective soil salinity manager. Run it through drip irrigation without any issues. Simplify your application method with innovative and efficient formulations. Alleviate salinity stress with Cation EX5 Plus. AgroPlante, imagination, innovation, science in action.
California will provide 100% of the water requested by cities and farms for the first time in years, thanks to winter storms that filled reservoirs and runoff from record snowpack, according to regulators. The State Water Project will provide full allocations to 29 water agencies, supplying about 27 million customers and 750,000 acres of farmland, according to the Department of Water Resources. As late as March, the agency was only expecting to provide 75% of requests of water supplies. The last time the state agency fully met water requests was in 2006. Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Reclamation announced it was increasing water allocations for the Central Valley Project to 100% for the first time since 2017. The move was cheered by contractors who supply the federal water to the state's agricultural heartland. It will provide much-needed water to communities, farms, and families in the San Joaquin Valley, according to a statement from Jose Gutierrez, interim general manager of the Westlands Water District. California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross recently led a climate and trade delegation to Denmark and the Netherlands to focus on building partnerships for California. The Netherlands portion of California's Climate Smart Ag Policy Mission began with a focus on trade collaboration and innovation. Joining with the USDA Agricultural Trade Mission to the Netherlands, they were welcomed by U.S. Ambassador Shefali Razdan Duggal and USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor, who emphasized the Netherlands as an important trading partner, as well as a partner on climate and innovation. One of the stops was at Royal Steensma, which highlighted bakery ingredient innovations and also workforce development opportunities provided to young adults and college students to improve engagement and career development within the food system. They are a supplier of a wide range of bakery products that include an array of California almond ingredients. Copert is working to provide biological solutions to agricultural sustainability challenges and is a strong potential partner in assisting the agricultural sector on California's sustainable pest management roadmap. Other stops included the Ministry of Agriculture, Nature and Food Quality, and visiting with producers focusing on circular agriculture and ag tech partnerships. California Giant Berry Farms announced a sustainably grown certification of Weisawag Farms, a strategic strawberry grower partner for California Giant. The certification was awarded by SCS Global Services, an internationally recognized third-party certification leader. Weisawag Farms is located in Watsonville, California, and is the second strawberry operation in the world to achieve this prestigious certification, following another grower partner of California Giant, Satsuma Farms, who was the first. They take their commitment to protecting their most precious natural resources seriously because their futures depend on it. That according to Joe Barcy, president of California Giant. He says they are constantly challenging themselves and growers to find the best ways to reduce water usage, improve air quality, and support the ecosystems in their growing areas and beyond. The recent certification demonstrates their commitment to farming for the future and aligns with their strategic sustainability goals. Deeply rooted in the stewardship of the land, California Giant's strategic plan adheres to a triple bottom line approach to sustainability of people, planet, and profit. The Berry Company's goal is to hone in on the three pillars of the triple bottom line and ensure all aspects of sustainable agriculture are being served with intent and intention to better serve its customers and the community. By the end of February, retail dollar sales of fresh vegetables reached a 4.2% increase year over year, whereas volume declined by 2.6% year over year. Consumers continue to seek value over other attributes such as convenience and to focus on their purchases on the most essential vegetables. This can be discerned from stronger lettuce sales compared to salad kits, for example, and continued strong performance of onions, potatoes, and cucumbers. Broccoli shipping point prices are already more than twice their levels this time last year. The spread of diseases in such weather is also a very high risk that could add more upward pressure on prices. And as for the lettuce markets, incidences of viral disease last fall have caused lettuce shipping point prices to reach record highs. This is due to extending desert production. Prices will move higher in the coming weeks. As for tomatoes for processing, prices are historically high, reacting to an unprecedented low level of stocks on hand of bulk paste. Processing tomato contract prices increased 30% year over year to incentivize more contract acreage. The improved water situation in California is expected to raise yields and increase production, pressuring prices downward. The California Citrus Mutual team is pleased to welcome Michael Bliss as their new grower services manager. In this new position, he will manage and expand grower benefit programs and support the team's advocacy-related efforts at the federal, state, and local levels. They are excited to add Bliss to their talented team, according to CCM President Casey Creamer. His background and experience will add value to their member programs and assist in enhancing their communication efforts both internally to the membership and externally through their advocacy efforts. Before joining CCM, Michael worked as a property and casualty insurance agent for Fletch & Busby Insurance in Merced, California. There, he dealt primarily with ag clients and farm insurance. He also worked closely with organizations such as the Merced County Farm Bureau and California Farmland Trust. Bliss is a graduate of Fresno State University with a degree in business administration with an emphasis in marketing. Avianca Cargo will add new freighter flights between Quito and new destination Los Angeles as it targets growing demand between Ecuador and North America. The flight will operate twice a week and also include a stop at Bogota. Currently, 80% of Avianca's cargo volumes from Ecuador are destined for North America. The service will allow Avianca to diversify the ports of entry of flowers to North America, adding this destination to Miami as an already existing point and through which it sent nearly 18,000 tons and around 300 flights operated from Ecuador and Colombia in a recent season of Valentine's Day, that according to airport operator Qport. Other products that will be transported on the service include fruits and fish, which represent around 20% of the cargo exported from Ecuador.
Recently, the USDA invested $2 million into their risk management agency. Marsha Bunger is an administrator for RMA and tells us more about the purpose of the agency as well as what the funds will support.
USDA RMA was created in 1996, so almost 30 years ago now. RMA serves America's egg producers with market-based management tools to strengthen the economic stability of egg producers in rural communities. RMA is committed to increasing the availability and effectiveness of the federal crop insurance program. And we manage also the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, a board to provide innovative crop insurance tools, products to America's farmers and ranchers. We also support AIP's approved insurance providers who share in the risk associated with weather-related catastrophic losses due to major weather events. RMA's vision is to secure the future of ag by providing world-class risk management tools to meet rural America ag producers' needs.
The invested funds will be used to enhance and improve education, training, and other outreach programs that RMA facilitates.
So recently, RMA announced a NOFA, a Notice of Funding Opportunity, to invest almost $2 million in risk management education. And the RME, the NOFA, is to provide training for underserved farmers as well as organic specialty crop and livestock producers and education projects that promote climate smart practices. We recently announced also a grant writing assistance effort to make available for organizations applying for RME funding. Historically, some of these organizations didn't have the staff or maybe the funding within their organization to stand up or support paying for a full-time grant writer. And so we are also offering, in addition to the NOFA and the partnership agreements, the opportunity for organizations to reach out and request grant writing assistance. In the past 2 years, RMA has invested probably about $6.5 million in partnerships to expand the reach of crop insurance. Some of those examples of those partnerships where we invested $200,000 to assist the Rural South Institute to deliver financial and risk management education. Also, we invested approximately $107,000 with the University of Arkansas to improve risk management skills of small to medium scale Native American livestock producers in Arizona and New Mexico. On February 22nd of this year is when we made that announcement of that RME funding availability of about $2 million. And the deadline to submit those proposals is April 24th of 2023. So there's a little bit of time yet, but like we all know, time sometimes slips away. So I would encourage those that are interested in going to the site and then making their application and turning that in as quickly as possible. The site to go to would be www.grants.gov.
Administrator Bunger provides us with some examples of activities that are eligible for funding, as well as who the funding is targeting.
We look at the partner or the funding request, and we concentrate on looking at the scope and where they're at. So we are targeting the rural communities with underserved populations, as well as the specialty crops, organic crops, urban ag types of operations to spread the word about what is involved with crop insurance. So we do partnerships that promote risk management education with regards to crop insurance and livestock policies. And we also look at the locations and the far how what the scope is going to be of that. So sometimes it also involves record keeping with a lot of our policies. So then a lot of the projects also do provide education with what's required around record keeping for farm management that ties into crop insurance, and then even possibly with education with record keeping as it applies to your IRS tax returns.
Administrator Bunger said the RMA website is a great resource for producers to learn more about the agency and the many tools they provide. This is Kylie Harlan reporting for My Ag Life.
Soil and Crop Incorporated is your number one resource for sustainable nutrition. Growers are faced with difficult challenges, and Soil and Crop Inc. has the experience, fertilizer, and biological portfolio to dramatically increase yield and performance in your troubled orchards and fields. Contact Soil and Crop Incorporated today for a free consultation on how we can help reverse the challenges you face as a conventional or organic grower so you can increase your bottom line and become a better sustainable farmer. Contact us today at 559-564-1236 or visit our website at www.callnrg.com. Soil and Crop, putting nature to work for you.
A startup fertilizer company touting that its mission will disrupt the fertilizer industry is proposing a $1 billion fertilizer plant in southeastern Washington state that the company states will make zero carbon ammonia. The project is one of the first looking at technology to produce low carbon nitrogen fertilizers. Atlas Agro, based in Switzerland, was started in 2021 by former executives in the fertilizer industry. The company has announced plans to build its first fertilizer plant in Richland, Washington. The company cites Atlas Agro disrupts an industry that accounts for roughly 2% of the world's carbon dioxide emissions. Atlas Agro has announced recently the company has signed a memorandum of understanding with KBR to license KBR's technology for its project. KBR stated the engineering firm will provide design, proprietary equipment, and catalysts for the plant. Peter Ospo, CEO of Atlas Agro, said that each of their green ammonia plants will produce fertilizer that will help feed nearly 16 million people and avoid global carbon emissions of more than 1 million tons a year. Atlas Agro also announced that the company had reached an agreement to buy 150 acres for $9.1 million at the Port of Benton, a technology economic development hub in Richland. Atlas states the company will use electrolyzers to produce hydrogen and then ammonia using Haber-Bosch synthesis to make calcium nitrate. Atlas Agro's proprietary process improvements, coupled with supportive state and federal policies, have positioned a company to build and operate the Richland facility on a cost-competitive level with gas or coal-based nitrogen fertilizer imports. Dr. Melissa Bailey is an associate administrator of USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, and she says they are playing a key role in the USDA food systems transformation effort.
There are more than 60 programs within the food systems transformation effort, and these programs do address each part of the supply chain. So from production, processing, aggregation and distribution to markets and consumers. AMS grant programs are a key part of the USDA larger effort and are providing funding for projects and programs that support local and regional foods across the country.
Dr. Bailey says that the plan will have targeted assistance for underserved areas to link local and regional supply chains, support direct producer to consumer markets, procure and distribute local healthy foods to unique geographic or local areas, and help to support economic opportunities for small producers, among other initiatives. USDA's goal is to have more supply chain diversification, leading to less concentration.
And one thing we learned when we published last year, the supply chain report that was derived from the executive order the president had every department look at top to bottom supply chains was that certain supply chains are more heavily concentrated or consolidated than others. So in that report, we describe that being a risk for certain sectors like meat and poultry, a little bit in the specialty crop sector, some in the seed sector.
The USDA food systems transformation effort will cost $4 billion. USDA and the Interior Department have announced actions designed to improve forest health, conservation, and resiliency against climate change. USDA Ag News reporter Rod Bain.
Last Earth Day, President Joe Biden signed an executive order
to strengthen our forests on federal lands and make them and the local economies they support more resilient in the face of wildfires.
Now, some of those actions have been announced approaching this Earth Day. Actions to be overseen by USDA and the Interior Department. Those include reports and efforts to inventory and protect mature and old-growth forest, a joint USDA Interior report on reforestation efforts, including reforestation targets, and recommendations for increased capacity for seeds and nurseries, a proposed interim rule and related public comment period on increased forest climate resiliency, and a new Forest Service online climate risk viewer.
Scientists estimate that the protection and restoration of our natural lands and waters can provide more than one-third of the solution to climate change. Just that, if we did nothing else.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado and Roger Marshall of Kansas have introduced the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program Improvement Act. The bill would provide the flexibility family farmers and ranchers need to conserve water on working lands while fairly compensating them for retiring their water rights or limiting their water use. With the CREP Improvement Act, they can give farmers the flexibility they need to conserve their water supply and pass their operations to their kids and grandkids, according to Bennett. The act would improve the CREP program in several ways, including directing USDA to allow dry land agricultural uses on CREP acreage where appropriate. Other improvements include specifically adding dry land crop production and grazing to the list of appropriate conservation practices for the CREP program, according to the lawmakers. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council have signed a set of principles and a new partnership with national agricultural organizations from several other countries. The goal is to constructively engage governments and international organizations around the world on the issues of livestock, agriculture, climate, and trade. The U.S. dairy groups point out that far too often, global convenings and climate proposals reflect ideologies at the expense of science, ignore any progress that the industry already made in reducing emissions, and try to impose one-size-fits-all solutions on industries they don't fully understand.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcast, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.